Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers. Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Every Monday, Coach, nice to give us a few minutes as we go in the red zone with Coach. Good to have you on. I can't imagine what it was like when you first found out the news. Tell us your emotions for a kid that you've told us many times how much you care about when you found out that Ryan Williams would not be able to play the rest of the year.
Well, I was very disappointed for Ryan. I mean, as hard as he's worked to get back to play this season and then to have this unfortunate thing happen to him, it's got to be disheartening. But he handled it okay. You know, I don't think he could ever handle it great, but he was disappointed. But it's not the same scope of a type of injury as it was last year. So that was, if there was anything positive out of it, that was it.
Wiz, now that you've lost Ryan Williams for the season, and of course Beanie Wells being banged up as well, what are you going to do with the running back position? What are your feelings and your thoughts on that position?
Well, we still got LaRod. We've got William Powell, who had a very good preseason. We re-signed Alfonso, who was with us all through preseason. So at least we've got three guys that know the offense. We can still use Anthony Sherman some in third down situations when we need to do that. So, you know, from that point, that's what our options are going forward. I mean, it's not options that we feel badly about. I'm actually excited to see LaRod and see William and see how they handle it. But we'll continue to look and see if there's anybody available that we think can help us or help improve us, because, you know, what you're concerned about now is one injury and then you're down to two running backs and the numbers are getting kind of thin.
Coach, I know that sometimes when you sit down and you watch film, it's not as bad as you thought. And other times you watch film and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, it was even worse. Tell us what you saw when you watched the Rams film.
Well, it's disappointing. I think, you know, and I don't mean that to be I'm disappointed with our players. I mean that to say that I was disappointed that we had opportunities to make plays and we didn't make those plays. It would have been a completely different game if we'd have caught a couple of balls, if we'd have done the right thing on a couple of plays, if we hadn't given up the long passes. But, you know, you can't do anything to change that now. All you can do is learn from it and try to get better going forward. Our guys played hard. You know, we just didn't play well. We didn't play as well as we'd been playing in the previous four games. You know, sometimes that happens, but all you can do is focus on correcting it and getting better.
Wiz, what about Kevin Cobb? Of course, everyone wants to know about the quarterback position week in and week out. How do you think Kevin Cobb played?
Well, you know, it was a tough game for him, especially from the standpoint of protection. And when you get hit as many times as he did, he battled his tail off. And you respect that. He answered the question about his durability and being able to handle that. Wish he'd never had to answer that question, especially not in that way. But Kevin did a good job in that game. You know, he missed a throw or two, which all quarterbacks are going to do that. But he hung in there and made some plays for us. And, you know, that's a, you know, kudos to him.
I know, Coach, that there has never been a time that one of the players on that team has ever questioned Kevin Cobb's toughness. It's always been fans and media who have brought that up. But I know you just said, you know, you wish he never had to answer that question. Yet, is it still a good thing somewhere inside that Kevin Cobb did come out of that game getting beat up and showing everybody just how tough he really is?
I sure hope not, Doug. I don't hope that it's ever a good thing that your quarterback gets beat up or has to go through that. You know, we've got to be better offensively in what we're trying to do, and we've got to run the ball better, we got to protect better, and if this game serves as a wake-up call to get that done, then you know, that's the positive that comes out of it. I certainly don't think from the standpoint of getting hits on Kevin in any way is that beneficial to us.
Yeah. Wiz, what did you think about the play of your defense?
Our defense, well, they held him. He had seven completions, and they kept him, I think, to 240-something yards total offense. So if we don't give up the big plays, they've had an outstanding effort. And, you know, especially with the way we were performing offensively, it seems like they tried to fight, but we didn't get any turnovers, and we didn't make any big plays that changed field position. So I think that statistically, if you look at what the defense did, you know, they did all right.
Right.
But I think for our standards and what we are coming to expect out of our defense, especially after giving up some yardage the week before against Miami, you know, our expectations were a little bit higher. And there's nothing wrong with that. You want your players and your team to aspire to a higher level. So I think that's one of the things that we worked on today, was getting our focus back and getting ready to play a good game this week at home.
Wiz, do you have to remind yourself that you're 4-1? You know, you lose a game.
People are acting like the world's coming.
Exactly. Suddenly you lose a game, a Thursday night game. Do you have to remind yourself you're 4-1?
No, I mean, we're aware of that, but it's much like when we were 4-0. You try not to focus too much on that and focus on what's going on this week. Yeah. You know, you try to correct what happened from the last game. This was an opportunity today to go through the tape with our players and work on corrections, because ultimately you want to perform more efficiently. You want to perform better. It's I hate to say it's a work in progress, but yeah. You know, our guys they're working to get better every day. Now they'll fight. They've proven that, and they can find ways to win games at the end. But we'd like to be a little bit more efficient and not have the kind of outing that we had the other night.
Obviously, the difficulties of planning for a short week have got to be tough for a Thursday game, but the benefit is you get the long weekend. What did you do as a coaching staff this long weekend to try to take advantage and prepare for the Bills, or did you kind of try to get away a little bit?
Probably kept reminding ourselves that we were 4-1 after that Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Probably what I did over the weekend. But that mourning period is over. You know, you think about the game and you think about what you have to do going forward and where you are from a standpoint of injury. You know, the Ryan Williams thing wasn't a great news over the weekend, but it's part of the game, and you got to push forward, and somebody else has got to step up. So it was nice to get a little break. We took some time off this weekend, and that's good, because we certainly put extra time in early in the week because of trying to prepare for the Thursday night game. And you try to hopefully get refocused and get ready for this next game.
Wiz, if you're going to improve the protection for Kevin Cobb or any quarterback that you have in there, what's got to happen?
Well, blocking better would help. You know, a lot of it's got to be working on technique and fundamentals with our guys. But let's face it. It's a tough situation when you're down 2 touchdowns. Yep. And you're in a noisy environment and guys are pinning their ears back and coming off the edge hard. Makes it difficult to be successful. So in those type of situations, the way you can better prepare for it is not get down 2 touchdowns. You know, you can run the ball better. I thought early in the game, we responded to their touchdown drive with a nice 17-play drive and went down the field, but we only got 3 points. The thing that really bothers me in that game is that we had the ball one time at the 27, first and 10, and at the 36, twice, first and 10, and we got no points.
Yep.
Out of any one of those 3 situations. And, you know, generally when you're that far past the 50 going into the territory, you figure you're going to get points. You're going to score points. And if we score, let's say 2 of those 3 possessions, it's a different ball game. So that's an area that you're frustrated with, because that hasn't been our MO. You know, we haven't necessarily consistently moved the ball the way we've wanted to, but when we've had those opportunities this season so far, we have gotten in and scored points, and it's been a good mix. We've made some big plays. So, you know, you look at what happened, why we didn't make those plays, and we did have opportunities in both the run game and the pass game. And it was really more about little things, you know, about maybe our alignments or our releases or our angles on blocks or hitting the right holes. All those things seem to come on us at one time. So, you know, you don't want to lose confidence in what you're doing, and I don't believe that our players have. We just got to do it better, and that's a great thing for us to work on.
Wiz, you know, there's a lot of fans that, of course, listen to this show, and they say all the time, they email us all the time, why not just take the running backs and have them chip and help out those tackles? Why not just take the backs and have them help out? Can you explain that to the fan out there that is listening, why that's not a possibility?
Well, we do that. But a lot of times it depends on what they're giving you up front defensively. I mean, let's say you've got 5 linemen and 1 back. That's 6 guys. Well, if they put 6 defenders at the line of scrimmage, that's 1 guy per guy at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, the back's got to block the guy that's at the line of scrimmage instead of chipping on the extra guy. Only when you have they're rushing 4 can you do that. So, you know, we try to mix the chips in, and there's a couple of games this year where we've done a good job. We did a real good job with that against Philly. We did a good job with that up in New England. And, you know, you try to do that, but when teams see you doing that, they're going to try to keep you from doing that. So they'll maybe, as you noticed when we played Miami, they put two backers up in the A gap and then drop them out. That's part of their scheme. So, you know, you have to try to creatively go about doing it and turning your protections and mixing your protections and doing those kind of things. And that's what we do. But essentially, you know, the way the game goes is going to make a difference in that.
Coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf. You said something interesting, Coach. It was kind of joking, but you know, one way that you can help protection is just not get down early so you can be a little more balanced. Well, I'm wondering, does that force you and your staff, do you have to coach differently? I mean, if you draw up a play that you feel so confident against a certain opponent, do you call it sooner? Do you save it for later? How does that factor of you wanting to make sure games are close so you can stay balanced affect the entire strategy going into a game?
I'll tell you this, Doug. We try to call all the good plays early in the game. We don't save any in our pocket hoping that we're going to use them in the third or fourth quarter. I mean, you know, some of those plays work and some of them don't. So, and you know, you get asked this question. I'd like to call the perfect play in every situation. And you know that when they don't work, there's going to be second guessing. And that's understandable. That's part of the NFL and why fans are so excited about it. We've been fortunate enough that more of our plays have worked than they haven't worked. And that's why we're 4-1. So, you know, we're trying, when I talked about, I wasn't trying to be a smart behind when I said, don't get down. All I'm saying is when you're in a game, on the road, on a Thursday night environment, and you have opportunities in the game early to make plays that can change the game, score touchdowns, make big plays for first downs, that's when you've got to make those plays. And that's what we didn't do. We have done that at times during the season this year to date, but we didn't do it on Thursday night. And, you know, what you have to do is look at why you didn't and work on correcting those things. And, you know, we've got the guys that want to do that. I mean, you don't win as many games as we've won in the last 13 or 14 if you don't have guys that want to do that.
Obviously, a bad thing is when your opponent gets shellacked 45-3, they're not going to be very happy coming into your place after the Bills' performance against San Francisco. They're going to come in with everything they've got for you. What have you seen on film from the Bills?
Well, I certainly hope that we come into this game with everything we got, too. Yep. We're not so happy about our game. But, you know, we're in the process of just studying the Bills right now and looking at tape on them. They've got some good players on both sides of the ball. Their quarterback does a nice job of getting the ball out quick. They run a lot of different screens and spread the field on you. And offensively, they can be very proficient. And defensively, you know, I know they got beat 45-3, but they've got some good players on that side of the ball. They spent a lot of money in the offseason in getting some of their free agents, so you have to respect that and make sure that maybe we can figure out a way to get some chips on these guys on the edge and do better.
Wiz, thanks for your time as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's head coach Ken Wisenhunt of the Arizona Cardinals, 4-1, taking on the Buffalo Bills this Sunday. You can hear all the action on Arizona Sports 620 and News Talk 92.3 KTAR.
Funny to hear Wiz talking about, you know, and I sat around all weekend reminding myself that we're 4-1. Don't think there's not a shred of truth to that as well, because these coaches, again, they live and die week in and week out as to how their team plays.
There's a lot of negative things you can say about that game Thursday night, but keep this one thing in mind. The Green Bay Packers are waking up this morning wishing that they were the Cardinals or the Vikings. Who thought that in August?
Man.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.